Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
He's like, man, I couldn't believe how inconsistent he was. And I'm like, and it doesn't change. It doesn't change. And he's the same guy for 2 years. And he's marginal at best when he has a good day, like Pitt. He played Pitt. That would be one of the best games that I can say I've seen him play in his 2 years that I studied. And that wouldn't be a game that you went, wow, now that guy is a difference maker. Now that guy is a top three pick. That inconsistency in throwing the football and processing, and that's just some of the problems. There's a whole litany of things that you have to correct, work on. And there'll be a lot of people go, oh, you can teach that, you can fix that, you can work on that. Well, you can teach and fix anything you want, can it ultimately be learned and applied? And there are some things you can't change. And there are some things you cannot fix. And accuracy is one of those things.
Merrill Hodge yesterday with Gretchen Foyer in Detroit, not a Drake May guy.
Oh, man.
You going to lose it if that's what happens tonight when the Patriots are on the clock? Curtis is going to go nuts tonight.
I'm going to be running around that wheel of shots just punching people in the face. But no, the issue here is simple. If they thought Drake May was a can't-miss guy or J.J. McCarthy, this talk of trading out would never occur.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you think you have the guy and everybody's view is going to be there when you're picking, why are you making phone calls to trade out?
I mean, I feel like it's just going to – that's – Drake May is going to be the – it's either Drake May or J.J. McCarthy or trade down and go with the – you know, Penix or Bo Nix or whatever. Like, one and two are set, don't you think?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, not at all. Because
this is like the right. Justin Fields thing all over again. Like,
no, it's not a Justin Fields thing. This is from ESPN. I'll send it to the group 8 minutes ago. Jaden Daniels says he has not gotten any assurance about the Commanders taking him in the draft. Okay. And that ain't me, though.
But they all have to say that because the league doesn't want anybody leaking who's picking where.
But I'm just going based on what. So I don't.
But what do you think?
I think one is Caleb Williams. After that, I don't know because there has been rumors that Drake May might be Washington's pick. There's been rumors that Jaden Daniels might. The thing that I like, I want Jaden Daniels. But the thing that I like is that there's enough analysts out there that have spoken highly about Drake May. And I haven't seen a ton of, watched him play a ton. I know last year he had an okay year, but the year before that he had a really good year where he threw for over 4,000 yards, 41 touchdowns and maybe 5 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So he can play, and I'm looking at the team that I root for and saying, our biggest need right now is a quarterback.
Coming up in a moment or two, we'll check in with our guy, Nick Kostos, and take a look at how the money is moving when it comes to tonight's draft. Gresh and Foyer remain in Detroit, and we'll check in with them at 9:45.
I'm mad at them.
Why?
They didn't go to Jelly Roll last night.
Are you sure?
Jelly Roll? Yeah, I saw a post that they were at the steakhouse.
Oh. Maybe they went steakhouse, then Jelly Roll.
That's what Foyer said they were going
to
do.
After that big steak dinner, does anybody really want to go to a concert?
Yeah, if it's somebody you like.
Bop around a Jelly Roll? I don't know. I think they went right to bed.
Isn't that what you usually do? Go eat, then go to
Not
the show?
Not a steak dinner.
Oh, come on,
something
Courtney.
Light.
They're grown men.
You
can't eat
light
a steak.
At a steakhouse?
Yeah.
What?
You ate light at a steakhouse?
Yes, I did, but I saw what they were eating, and it was not light.
Oh, by the way, quick nugget. I got to get it in before we're out of here. Bill Belichick will be at Brady night.
He will?
Yep.
Wow. What made you change that, your mind on that one?
I was told he's going to be there.
You were told that?
Yep. Oh.
Whispered?
That was whispered to you.
I mean, I don't know. The streets were talking. Wow.
Do you ever get a message in a yodel, like the old message in a bottle?
That's actually like, how I communicate with my dad.
Any of your sources ever, like you bite into a yodel, there's a little message in there, like a fortune cookie?
But the message is, God, that's good.
You know who's on the phone, quick, before we get to Costos? The great Neil from The Haunt. Hello, Neil.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm on my way, on the road again. It's a beautiful day. And, Greg, don't worry about a crowd because you're going to get the crowd from Keene.
Yeah.
It's only like 20 minutes away. So
yeah,
I think it should be a good night.
Well, I haven't told you this yet, but since you bike to every road show, we have a new award to hand out. You will be gifted tonight with a warm bag of Monica Tibbetts nuts, which is the award for the most planet friendly roadshow participant. That is you, Neil. Right. You ride your bike to every single one of them. We will see you there this evening, and we will see you tomorrow at roadshow number one.
Are they going to be dry roasted?
Yes, okay. And they'll be salty or extra salty, whatever you prefer.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, see ya. Neil's a great guy. How old is Neil? 70s?
No, he's in his 80s.
I think he's 85.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. He was 83 our first road show, so I think he's 85 now.
How is it possible that he's 85 and he looks so much better than me?
He looks so good.
Greg, he was actually the old show's youngest listener.
he bites it. quiet shot right there. He bikes everywhere.
Yep.
Good for Neil.
All right.
Good for him.
Joining us right now. Oh, what, Shime?
Having technical issues. I don't know what's going on with the Comrex. He can't connect, so I'm having Jackson call him.
Oh. Yeah. That's interesting.
Seems like a Shime issue. I don't know.
Nope. I have my portion of the website up here. And
I just think that you should have been prepared.
Courtney, I've been working on it for the last 10 minutes, so thank you. But
what about 20 minutes? I don't know.
Somebody dropped the ball.
It's all right.
Somebody.
We all make mistakes, Shime.
Yep.
It's about owning them.
Not on my end, but thank you.
Somebody dropped Monica's nuts.
There's something about Courtney's blowback to Shime that just makes my day.
A lot of people love it. They really do.
No, I just, he helps me, so I should help him.
There you go. Good job, Courtney.
Yeah.
That's all he helps
you be better.
Yeah, and he likes to do it while the mics are on, so I would like to do it now with him while the mics are on.
Well, if we're
going to
bring things up, then we should just be careful with cow-produced milk, or milk-produced cows, I believe is what you said earlier today.
Oh,
didn't bring it up earlier. I was trying to be nice, but if you're going to throw stuff at me, I'll toss it right back at you. Yes, I was.
I don't think I said that.
I mean, I knew what you were saying.
Yeah. I did say milk-producing cows. Yep, you're right. All cows do produce milk.
No, you said milk-produced. You forgot the ing.
Milk-produced.
Milk-producing cows.
What's the difference if it's produce or producing? Right? Don't they make the milk?
No, by saying produced, you're assuming that the cows are made from the milk.
But I said milk-producing cows.
But you didn't.
All right.
That ing.
With us now, the host.
Keep pushing the buttons and doing them correctly.
What's the saying? The ing always comes after those something. That was it. And then what they say in
I don't know
English class.
No, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos, our friend. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. And listen to You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Hi, Nick.
Greg, what's up? Great to be back on with you guys. Who was Courtney talking to just now when she said keep pushing buttons?
Shime. Your guy, Shime.
I actually think out of all the things one human being can say to another human being on this earth that's really offensive, I think that's the most offensive thing that you can say is to tell like an engineer, go back to pushing buttons, buddy.
Yeah, you
Courtney,
know Michelle...
Courtney, that's terrible.
Well, Costos,
you're better than that.
You know how Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high? high. I do that in every other case besides Trent. Right. That's, he goes low, I go as low as possible.
You're in the Earth's core with that comment. I thought that was a little low.
He's the brother I never wanted and is up my ass 24/7.
And Nick, isn't that what they do? Push buttons?
I mean, I guess he technically, yeah. All right, a little double entendre there.
So how's it a shot?
And sometimes he pushes the wrong ones.
There you go.
Over under on how many lemon pepper wings Wiggy consumes at our draft party tonight at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, Wiggy's a big boy, right? So,
yes.
I mean, I'll say 24 and a half.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot of wings.
It's really dozen. Like not. I feel like I can. You know what? Honestly, that's, I'll say 36 and a half. 24
Jesus.
Is a lot.
Jesus. That's a lot of wings, Nick.
I could eat 25 wings in one sitting. I mean, you could easily do that.
I could definitely do that if they're the small. And I like, you know, I'm a drumstick guy, but I do like the flats as well. And if they got a good lemon pepper on it, though, if it really, when it hits my lips, I get that really good lemon, I probably could do
you
that.
You got to do the Rick Ross grunt when you talk about the lemon pepper.
That's a drop.
Costos, before we get into sports, any baby news?
Little baby girl Costos due on May 8th.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We're so close. Congrats.
We awesome. Are close. Yes, thank you very much. I now live in existential fear every morning that this could be the day that my child is born. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I have really weird dreams. It's all just really, really wild. But, yeah, a couple weeks away. Thank you for asking.
And, Costos, something I wish I knew, it's almost certainly going to be late with the first. So don't go too crazy in advance. Like, I was going nuts for about a month beforehand. If it's your wife's first, it'll probably be at the date or later. So
you know
what's
interesting about that? I've been telling my wife that one of her friends just had a son a couple months ago and was 2 weeks early.
Oh wow!
So I think that is kind of like that is like seeped into her head a little bit, and we are like everything's been packed for a while, but we are like ready to go. The one thing I said to her is it can't happen today because the draft is today, very important day. Once we get to tomorrow, like we're smooth sailing, but it cannot be today.
Are you and the missus expecting the baby to look like you or the father?
How long? Let me ask you that. First off, it's a great line.
That's really good.
How long have you been practicing that one for, buddy? I feel like you woke up this morning and said that to yourself in the mirror. It's a good line, though. It's really well done.
Babies have, you know, babies have a lot of energy. Can you imagine his baby?
So the baby never stops moving, and that's why I'm like, yeah. That's why I'm pretty. I'm not totally sure I'm the dad, but that
that's
makes
why
me
you know it's
confident.
Yours.
The baby comes out early. Dad, I hope you took the under.
Right. So listen, when it comes, we were talking about this earlier. JJ McCarthy
and Greg, I gave you guys a pop, and Barrett Sports Media did another feature on me. I gave you guys specifically a pop there. And
you
now
did?
You're saying that my baby's not mine. Not nice.
I did, what did you say? I missed it.
You can check it out. I was like, I love going on with the Greg Hill Show. It's literally in there today. It came out this morning.
Oh, thank you. All right,
You're welcome.
Read that. I will go read that
you
afterwards. Dink. So, JJ McCarthy, the money moving. What is that all about in your mind?
So I just want to be like, I love the NFL draft. Everyone loves the NFL draft. It's a really fun event to bet on. There's only one thing that we know for sure right now, and it's that Caleb Williams is going to be the first overall pick. We think Jaden Daniels is going to go second, but if we knew, like, it's not like a game where the game starts and the ball bounces a certain way, a player can get hurt, referee makes a bad call. Like, the NFL draft is something you bet on where you either have the answers to the test beforehand or you're guessing, like, or you don't. And Caleb Williams right now is the only answer that we have to the test. So Jaden Daniels is a pretty big favorite right now to be this. And I'll get to the Patriots and we can talk about them at three in a second here. But just to give like how this works, Daniels is a big favorite to go second overall. But we have not creeped into this is a certainty yet. Like Caleb Williams in the betting market is a certainty to go first overall. Jaden Daniels isn't. Drake May is like a decent size favorite to go third overall. I would say that is speculation and people think that's the case. We don't know yet that Drake May is guaranteed to go third overall. JJ McCarthy's price has shortened in the last 24 hours. And just like in my opinion, and I base this off, this is just my opinion, so I don't have any information on this. The introduction of Jonathan Kraft into the situation, who like might be a Nepo baby, I don't know, Robert's son, right? If he's going to be in the draft room and there, and he's going to be someone that's like making decisions, then I think like it could kind of throw this whole thing out of whack because there's not one talent evaluator that I've had on my show that thinks that JJ McCarthy is better than Drake May, like projects to be better than Drake May in the NFL. But if like Jonathan Kraft is going to be the guy that makes the pick, then yeah. like who knows what the hell could happen. I think it makes it really interesting coming up tonight.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting because I feel the same way. I don't know why J.J. McCarthy has flown up the board. I think it's because of the Jim Harbaugh stuff. But so there's a pretty good chance in the betting world that the Patriots go quarterback. What about the Patriots trading out of that?
Yeah, so like right, just like how this works, BetMGM, right? You can bet the third overall pick, and this, Wiggy, this will answer your question, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say you think the Patriots will select Drake May with the third overall pick, or you think the Patriots could trade out. And, like, I think the reports that come out earlier this week, look, like, teams negotiate through the media to a degree, right? So when Ian Rappaport or Tom Pelissero of NFL Media put out a tweet a couple days ago and it says, like, the Washington Commanders are content to stay at 2, the Patriots are listening to offers at 3, like, translation, the Patriots, like, would like to trade out if they get a Godfather offer, like, for number 3. Otherwise, they're going to stand pat and piss. Basically, like, Vikings, Giants, any other team interested, up your offer because what you've given us so far isn't going to get the job done, right? So if you want to bet third overall pick, you have to consider, like, the Patriots may select May. But if a team's coming up to 3, like, who do you think the Giants would select? I think it would be May. Who do you think the Vikings would select? I also think it would be Drake May. So I think that's why you get May being the favorite that he is. Now, as far as the Patriots trading down, you would really need Minnesota. And I don't know the answer to this question. And I don't think we'll know until tonight. How does Minnesota feel about J.J. McCarthy? Because from what I understand, and I do have some people pretty close to the Giants are into Drake May and not into J.J. McCarthy. But if the Vikings are going to, but if the Vikings want Drake May, like maybe they bowl New England over, right? And Minnesota has picks 11 and 23 in the first round. The Giants don't have as much to give. So I think the Patriots would trade back for the right offer. I don't know if they're going to get it. And if they did get it, I actually think it would come from the Minnesota Vikings.
Hmm. Kostos, one of the big line movers overnight was first offensive lineman taken. I know people hate talking about offensive linemen, except
but
our
people
guy
should like money though, and
yes,
this is a potential money maker.
I agree. Right. And so like last night, I honestly bet JC Latham last night at 11-1. He is now +130 to be the first offensive lineman taken. Is there really that much smoke around JC Latham right now that he could go 5 to the Chargers?
Greg, so, do you want to take this?
I bet this on Monday when the price was bigger, which is not to be like, wow, like look at how smart I am. I'm actually going to talk about how stupid all of this is. I think I know where this came from, this JC Latham stuff. And like football wise, it really makes sense. So Latham is someone that can play inside. He can play on the right side. The Chargers have Rashawn Slater, who's like an absolute monster left tackle. So it doesn't really make a lot of football sense for the Chargers to draft Joe Alt, who's like, by consensus, the number one tackle in the draft from Notre Dame. Like, he's a left tackle. So why would the Chargers draft him? So I think I know where the Latham stuff comes from. I think it's like people think that J.C. Latham is a better fit, but people actually don't know that the Chargers will take Latham. My guess is if the Chargers do take Latham, they'll trade down to take him. So I think the prices have all been nuked at this point. Again, people have been betting this now for 3 days. So if you're showing up today and you see, you know, Peter Schrager's mock draft or Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft, and they both have Latham going 5 to the Chargers, like it's out there already. Like you're betting a terrible number. It doesn't mean you can't win, but like the best of it is long gone at this point. And just my opinion, I don't know how good that information is, and I say that as someone that betted a few days ago.
3-part question for me, Kostos. Did you submit your mock draft to the official mock draft grading system? How did you do last year if you did that, and did you look at Shimes at all?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedIn.com/recommend today.
The last question is no. as for the, I'll check it out. Like, Sean, if you check it, send it to me. I'll look at it.
Well, Mel Kiper looks at it before he does it. So.
Well, I scored better than Mel last year, so he should.
But I used to write for Bleacher Report, back over a decade ago. Time goes by pretty fast.
Sorry.
They paid me, and I needed money at that point. Not that I don't now, but I really needed it then, so I really appreciated it. And I used to do mock drafts for them, and it was like, I have NFL sources because I worked for NFL radio for a decade. I will not say that ever about any other sport, but I would literally sit in my cramped apartment in Astoria in Queens in New York City at that point and just be like, but okay, great. We're past the first six picks. Now I don't know who anyone is. Let me fire up, Todd McShay's mock. Oh, well, Todd McShay thinks that this defensive lineman from Georgia will go to the Seahawks at 15. Sounds good to me. So, great. I can give you what I think is going to happen in the top 10. Once we get past that, man, I don't know. I'm betting this stuff based off of information that other people give me. So, again, it's not like handicapping a game where you can say the Celtics are Charmin soft, which is true, and that they'll lose to the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Final, which, again, is true. That's a game that's played last night.
You.
This is not a game. Yeah. This is a test, and you have the answers or you don't.
All right. Well, it is always our pleasure. I'm so excited for you when it comes to becoming a father. Can't wait to talk to you about that. Can't wait to have you on again, NFL season-wise. And thanks for taking the time, Nick Kostos. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Can I ask you guys something real
yes.
quick?
Yes.
I bet I have a good amount of money on the Bruins.
Yes.
To beat the Leafs.
Yep.
I don't know how tight you guys are with Jim Montgomery. If he starts Linus Ullmark in game four, I'm going to fight him.
Well, you
I'm
better
find
get
him
gloves.
And fight
get in line.
Him.
Yeah.
No, this has it has yeah. to stop. This is not December in the regular season. This is not Calgary and Winnipeg on back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
Jeremy Swayman needs to play in these games for the Bruins. Or they're going to F around and find out and lose this series.
Yep.
Anyway. Wish everyone minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
Get ready to fight. Because okay.
Good luck
stop.
With the baby daughter.
Yep. Thanks. All right, that's the host of You Better, You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos, Insider Calls, presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. We'll go to Detroit and Gresh and Foya next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.